Okay, good morning. We're broadcasting here live from Toronto, Canada. Okay, so we're on Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Chet. Okay, if you listen to the shiur I got up to yesterday in the Mishnah, I just want to quickly go through the Mishnah again. The Mishnah at the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. So the Mishnah, we finished speaking now about the different individuals in the Olam Haba. Now the Mishnah goes on to some groups. And we've got the first one is Dora Mabul. And the Mishnah says Dora Mabul, they haven't got Olam Haba, but also they don't Omdin Bedin. Right? What's interesting here is they don't have Olam Haba. Right? The idea of Lo Omdin Bedin is that they were wiped out in the Mabul. It seems like they never had Din then. They never individually got Din. And they're not going to get Tchiyat HaMeitim and have Din again. The Dora Paraga, the same idea, right? Then we get Anshei Sdom, right? Ira, you have to move in a little bit. Can't see your face. Thank you. Okay. Dora Paraga, right? The Dora Paraga, right? That's also in the same parish of Noach. As the rabbi said, Dora Paraga is like, you got Steven Spielberg, you know, directed Noach, and then some other first-time director came and directed Dora Paraga. Like, no one really remembers who they are. Okay, so they the Tanakh Kama said, just like Anshei Sdom, just like Dora Mabul, they know Olam Haba, right? But Tanakh Kama says, but Omdim Badin, right? But they will get up and be judged. And then Rabbi Nechemiah argues on and says, no. Both Rashi tells us, Eilu v'Eilu here, look at me, Anshei Dor HaMabul and Anshei Sdom. Both of them, Dor HaMabul and Anshei Sdom, right? And Omdim Badin, so there's no machloket of Tanakh Kama on that, Tanakh Kama agrees on that, right? But, this is Arkan, Lo Yakumu Rasha'im, brings the Pasuk, okay, Lo Yakumu Rasha'im, Bamishpat, V'chatim, Al Zed Dor HaMabul, so the machloket really is on Dor HaMabul. On Anshei Sdom, sorry. On Anshei Sdom. And on Anshei Sdom, Tanakh Kama says that they will omed badat Rasha'im, right? Meaning, Shlom HaBa Shlom HaBa Yamut Anashim Motzei Sdom, right? So look at Rashi there. Rashim Dor HaMabul Dikhtiv Ki Rabara Ta Adam. Okay, Dikhtiv Ba Hurim V'chateim. But Omdim, they do have Omdim, Rashi says there, Shechayin v'nedonim. They will have Tchiyat HaMeitim, right? So according to Anshei Sdom, will have Tchiyat HaMeitim, and then they'll get judged at Tchiyat HaMeitim. That's the machlokes between Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay, then the Mishnah carries on and says, Dor HaMidbar, right? This is Dor HaMidbar. Einam Chelek HaMaba. For me, this was wild. This, I mean, why Dor HaMidbar? I'm going to HaMaba. Einam Din Badin. Right? Shnei Ma'a B'midbar HaZeh. Yitamu v'sham yamutu. That's Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's interesting is we're going to see a brighter in a second, right? We're going to see a couple of brighters now in the balance of the Amud. We're on Kuf Chet now, right? The brighters, you'll see different opinions in the brighters. So just pay attention here to the Mishnah. Just go back for a second. You'll see here that Dor HaMabul, right? We've got the Pasuk Lo Yadun Ruchim Ba'adam, right? And then, we'll see just now in the brighter machloket Rabbi Akiva, and we'll see where that pasuk comes from. And Rabbi Elazar ben Beteira, but just pay attention. So now another machloket in our Mishnah of Dor HaMidbar and Emchelam Abav and Omdim Badin, the same as we've seen on Anshei Sdom and Dor HaMabul. Bamidbar hazeh yitamu. That's the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Alehem Omer isfu li chasidai kortei b'tei alei zavach. Zavach, right? Adat Korah. So he says over here, no, that they will have. Right? Look at Isfuli. There's no Rashi on this Isfuli. But look at the actual pasuk, right? The pasuk says, Isfuli gather my chasidim together, kotei brit. Right? So according to that, Rabbi Elazar says, no. What do you mean that they won't? They will. Adat Korah, they will. Because Rabbi Akiva says, right, Yitamu v'sham yamutu. Rabbi says, no. They won't. You tell me they'll get up. Adat Korach now. And Adat Alot. They won't have any aliyah of their body. They wiped out. They're not going to come out again. They were knocked down into the shoal. Right? They're not going to come up again. That's according to the Tanakh Kama. Shneimar. Okay. The Pasuk Avia says, Vayerdu haim v'chura shalahim. Everything that they owned fell down. Lechaim shoal into the depths. Vatechas le ma'aretz. Vayovdu mitoch hakal. Right? This is what you've done, and they lost, meaning they're gone forever. And he says over here, "Vatechasim aretz b'olam hazeh." They were covered up in this world. "Vayuvdu mitoch hakahal," and amongst the Yeshiva Mitzvah, they were lost l'olam haba. That again is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ezra ben Nag, Hashem omer, Hashem mitu mechaye morid shol vayaal. That even those who Hashem drops into the Sha'ol, he will bring up again. Because that's a machloket yana, true machloket Rabbi Elizur and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah with regards to Adat Korach and Dor HaMidbar. Okay, so now the Gemara starts, but the Gemara now for the next half Amud brings three different brightas on the same subject. So related to our Mishnah, we've got brightas on the subject. Okay, the first bright. The Torah and Dora Mabul Ein Lahem Chelik Lamaba Shneima VeYamach Kol Yaikum Asher Apne Hadama. Right. So just take a second and look at the Mishnah we just read a second ago, which started off also with Dora Mabul. Right. The Dora Mabul Ein Lahem Chelik Lamaba Ein Umdim Badin, because of the pasuk was Lo Yadun. Right. Here the pasuk that we're bringing over here is VeYamach Kol Yaikum. Okay. Now look here. Then the Mishnah carries on and says, "Vayimachu kol yakum b'olam hazeh, vayimachu min ha'aretz olam haba." That is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yonah ben Tayr omer, "Lo chayin v'lo nilodin." Right? So Rabbi Akiva is the one who just says, "Anum olam haba." It's a machloket here. It's a different opinion. You see, our Mishnah is made up of both. If you look carefully, so Rabbi Akiva says, "Anum olam haba." Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayr says, "Lo chayin v'lo nilodin. Lo yidon." Ruchi ba'adam lo'olam, lo din v'lo ruach. Okay, that's what he says, lo din v'lo ruach. Now if you look at that passage that he brings out is lo yadun. If you look at our Mishnah says, don't worry, enam chelik lam abav, enam din ba'din. So it basically brings Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayr together in our Mishnah and uses the pasuk of Yehuda ben Tayr and Rabbi Akiva. So that real machloke. Is that clear? What does it say? But if you look in the Mishnah is a combination. Our Mishnah is a combination of both their opinions, but using the pasuk from Yerubim Batera. Right, then the Mishnah carries on. Then the brighter carries on. It's Dabar Acher. What does it mean? Lo Yadun. That pasuk of Lo Yadun Ruchi. Lo Yadun Ruchi means that I won't judge their souls. Shlo Tehen Nishmatan Choseret Lin Dana. Right, which means that their souls, right, won't come back Lin Dana. Yeah, it means to their cubicles. In other words, they don't come back at all. They're gone forever. Okay. Now, Rabbi Menachem, but this is the brighter. Rabbi Menachem by Yosef Omer, Afilu b'shashkosh baruch hu machzine shemot yifgarim etim. That's the bracha that we make, right? A machzine shemot yifgarim etim. Right? Even when Hashem returns the neshamot to the lifgarim etim, to the dead corpses, nishmatan kashalehem begehenom. During that time, right, their souls are being inflicting out of Rashi. That's the first Rashi in the Gemara. Talking about nishmat atzman, okay, sarfatan, dichtiv ruchachem, esh tochalchem. While they are busy being, Hashem is busy doing chiramaitim, these guys, neshamas, are busy being burnt up. Shneimar, okay, because the pasuk here, we've got a pasuk. Moving quickly through the pasukim, a pasuk chetia, right? Taharu chashash. Look at the word there, chashash is a difficult word. Taharu chashash. Okay, Talduk, I can't really read well this time of the day. Talduk kashu chachem, eshtochal chachem. Look at the Mishur HaShas. Look at Mishur HaShas there, the Dalet, Mishur HaShas Dalet. Okay, so Mishur HaShas Dalet says over there, chashash, right, min motz. Okay, shenoach lidalek. So that's what he says, it's like a mot, like some sort of, like straw, right, which is very easily flammable. So that's the pasuk. Taharu chashash taldu esh, right? So the taharu, the chashash, which is easy to burn, right? Will basically get burnt up, right? Taldu kashu chem esh tochem. Their souls will be burnt up. That's what we know what it means. Basically, it will be easily ignited. Travel next, another bright, similar bright on the same idea. Dora mabu, lonit ka'u. Why was Dora mabu? What was their problem? So the bright says that they were lonit ka'u. What made them so full of themselves? And that's why they got that. In the end, it was basically because a guy that appears, right? But look at this amazingness. Dora mabu, lonit ka'u, elebishvil, tova, sheishpir him akash baruchu. Because Baruch Hu was so good to them. That was the problem. Why was it so good to them? Now, for those who've got Likutei Rashis, we're going to have to use a lot of Likutei Rashi. Okay? There's no Rashi, as you can see on this. I read somewhere that Rashi might only have had these brightas in front of him in his Gemara. But he does mention him in other places, right? So try and, those of you who Likud Rashi, try and keep your one finger Likud Rashi to go through the Pesukim of this brighter. Okay, so Ma'adi Chtiv Bahem, the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says, Batehem Shalom Mipachad, right? In other words, their houses were kept safe. There was nothing to fear. Velo Shevet Elohim, and there was no real fear of Hashem Shevet, any judging. They weren't harshly judged. Nothing happened to them, right? So look at the Kutei Rashi there. Shalom, Batehem Shalom Mipachad. Shalom Hayu Mezikin Shultin Bahem. Right? That's a Gemara in a Pasuk in Iyov. It says there, nothing, no mezikin. Nothing caused them damage. They're not like shading around. No evil things caused them problems. Right, the next pasuk says, right, that pasuk that comes from Eov as well. Shoro ibad v'lo yagil tefalet paratov lo teshakel. So here Shoro is his ox. Ibad v'lo yagil, Rashi will explain in a second. And tefalet paratov. So his ox and his cow, lo teshakel, never had any problems with childbirth. Look at Rashi. Shoro avad etanekeva v'lo yagil. Lo yore ba zera psolet. Shechuzev niflat migufa b'lo herayor. Rashi says that whenever they would mate, the dock, the shore is the, what's the shore, the, not the, the male cow, what's it called, the ox, right? When the ox would mount a cow, it would immediately impregnate the cow. No be waste of sperm, right? So he says here, Batem Shalom Shoro Avad Lo Yagil. Rashi says Lo Yagil. What's Lo Yagil? Tiflat Parato Ba'et Teleid Eit Vlada. It's a fetus would give birth at the right time. Everything would work perfectly. Right? Below Teshakel. Rashi there, below 8. Right? They would never die at the wrong time. Die at the right time. Uchtiv. So everything was going well for these guys. Uchtiv, the Pasuk says, right? The next Pasuk over here also comes from Eov. Yeshachu Katzon Abilehem Viradehem Yirakdun. Right? So Abilehem means also their kids. So they'd send their kids like look at Rashi there. Yeshachu Katzon Abilehem. But 8 later, when they were, as the kid was born, the kid could even walk and dance already, right? The impor gab a mazik nilchambo, and if any mazik, we said the mazikim wouldn't damage them. If mazik would come and damage them, so the they'd fight with the mazik. By tal merit, and they said to the mazik, and his mother would say to the mazik, have li misparayim v'chtoch sarcha bagadat breshit. Brings from the sagadat here that they'd bring scissors and say, I'm going to cut your hair, and they'd lech v'edlikla etaner breshit rab, and they'd light candles and singe them, or whatever the case was. I've explained this, understand this Gemara. There were no problems. Uchtiv, the Pasuk says, Uyisu betof v'chinor v'ismachu lekol ogev. Right? So they listened to music all day long. Right? Yisu betof, they played with drums, v'chinor and a harp. V'ismachu lekol ogev, and they celebrated to the music of the flutes. Uchtiv, yivalu yamehem betof, that they spent their days just having good times. Ushle tehem b'ne'imim. And they, their lives were just full of happiness. Uchtiv uberegel she'ol yechatu, right? Was look at Rashi there. Uberegel she'ol yechatu, keshemagia yom moto, when they came time to die, haya meit lefi sha'ah benachat b'lo yisurin, they just lay down and went to dead, no pain, nothing. And the Gemara says, vehi garman, this is all because things were so good for them. She'amru le'el, what did they say to Hashem? Sur mimenu, v'da'at rachecha lo chafatu, we get away from us, leave us, we don't want to know anything about you. Right? Ma shadai kinavdenu umano il kinivgavo. Right? What help are you? Look at Rashi, umano il. Right? Ma hanai eshlanu kinivgavo ein anutrichindo. We don't need you. Nothing's causing us any harm. Afilu letipat geshamim. Right? Because the Pasuk said over here, they said, klum trichin anu lo ele letipat geshamim. Even for a drop of rain, we don't need you. Yes, and the harot to my note, we've got rivers and we've got lakes. Sha'anu mistap kima, we've got enough water. Amarakos paruchus. And now their real sin was their gaiva that they were rich, right? The water represented they were rich. So he says that you at betovash ishpati la bahen machzim, because of all the greatness, the goodness I did for you, you're angering me. Uva ein danotam, and then uva ani danotam, and then I'm going to judge you on that, right? Because what did you say now? You don't need any water. Shnei mabani ani mevi tababul. So you said you don't even need a drop of water from me. I'm going to bring you a drop. I'm going to bring you a flood, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, so that's the one opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer drama bulonit kau. Rabbi Yossi says, now what was their problem? And the bishul galgal ha'ayin. Look at Rashi there quickly. The first Rashi of the Gemara, Bishul Gagala Ayin, the regular Rashi. Shoim tov agagal anya means like the like the black thing, what do you call the pupil of the eye, like the inner part of the eye. The border of Shoim tov atan shlema vayugov hin enehem uminafin acharneh, and they could see so well, they lift up their eyes with all their haughtiness, and they'd go and sleep with all the other women. Right, minafim. Look what they said over here. Shlomer, I'm reckoning the Gemara. Shlomer, la'maim. And again, the Gemara is equating it to water to try and bring us back to the idea to the marble, to the flood. Shlomer, veikhudahem nashim mikol asher bacharu. Look at the Likutei Rashi again. Mikol asher bacharu. Af beulat de baal. Even they were already with husbands. Af azachar v'habeima. Or whether it was males or animals. But they didn't stop at anything. Right, that was the dor hamabu. Lefichach danotam b'mayim shelo legalgalayim. That's why Hashem judged them with water, which is similar to the eye, which is also why. And there's a lot of mashalim here. Why is the eye, the pupil, similar to water? So the either because it's around the land is surrounded by water. And lots of examples you can see. There's lots of written in Shneimar. Nivku kol mayonot tohom rabah. Look at the Kutei Rashi there. Mayonot divkau lotzi mehen tohom rabah. Midah keneged midah haim chatu berabah ra'at adam. Right, they sinned with the illness of man, velaku betohom rabba, and got inflicted with the multitudes of all the damage all around the world. Right, so rabba tohom rabba the mind. Va'arvot ashamayim yiftachu, and the pasuk says in the heavenly storehouses all open. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Dora Mabul, Baraba Kilkulu, Rabbi Nidodonu. I can't just say that, right? Baraba Kilkulu, Shneemar, Vayar Hashem, Ki Rabara At Adam. You saw this Rashi now. That Rabara At Adam, they've been very massively bad Adam. Ubaraba Nidodonu, and therefore with abundance they were judged. Shneemar, Koma not Tom Rabba. With all the water. Our Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Nishtaru Mehem. Right? Three, we look at Rashi Avia Nishtaru Mehem quickly. Rashi says, "Aviyah shloshah nishtaru mehem meotal ma'anot shodor ha'mabul shayu chamin." There were three underground waters, hot water sources, right? And three out of all of these remained. Kedamel kamen beruchin kilklu beruchin yedoru. We'll see just now in a second that the water was boiling. This water that drowned there was boiling water. So again, three shtayim. The Gemara tells us from there. Oh, bluad de gader v'chamei teveria ve'inir abatid deviram. Okay, I'm not sure that Beluah de Gader, Michael, look at your Gemara there, please. That Beluah de Gader, is that Chamat Gader that we know today? Okay, I thought as much. And the Chamat Gader we all know. And I'm not sure what this Inye Rabati de Viram is. Does it mention there what it is? Okay. Anybody know anything? Manny? Mati? Anybody know anything? Okay. All right. Right. Now, the pasuk, the next pasuk, we're still on Dora Babu. Let's move. Ki yishchit kol basar dar kol ha'aretz. Right? So everything went mad. It went bad. It completely trampled out their natural way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, melamed shehirbiu bahema chaya. Animals, domestic animals and wild animals would have relations with chaya b'hayim and the other way around. V'hakol al adam, and animals would have relations with human beings. V'adam al hakol, and human beings would just mate with anything that they could find. Amar Bar Kahana, v'kulam chazru, and the whole world came back to its normal case. Look at Rashi, v'kulam chazru lizdaveg im nehem, to only look for relationships with their same sex, or their same min, their same, how do you say that, their same... What's the word I'm looking at? Min, no? Like human beings to human being species. Thank you. Right, chutz mi, there's this animal here.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly. I heard Michael say species, but he was very soft the first time he said it. Who else said species?
Steve,
I speak louder, please. You know, actually, the truth is that this is on very softly here because my aunt and uncle are fast asleep. Okay, maybe that's why. All right. Chutmi tushlami. Right? Tushlami, I don't know what that is. Rashi says here, off. He says it's a type of monkey. Hu she ochez adayin tarbut ra'a. She mizdavegi makol. Some sort of monkey that still is prepared to have relations with anything that goes down. Tushlame of echad u masechet chulin. Gabe shmone sfei kol itava tushlumi. I don't know. What does your Gemara say, Mark? What's a tushlumi?
The birds.
Birds, he says. No, Rashi says an off. Oh, an off is a chicken, right? Not a kof. If a man that throws like a monkey, cuff, it's not a cuff, it's an off. Sorry, that's just the tab. Okay. All right. Okay, so Vayomer Hashem to Noach, Ketzko Basar Balefana. So Hashem said, we go down the pasuk over here. This pasuk from Breishit, right? You know, Ketzko Basar Balefanai. Ki malah ha'aretz chamas v'pnehem v'nim ha'shkrim. So he says, ki malah ha'aretz chamas. Because the end of the world is full of like crookery and robbery. And in the end, it seems that's what, look at the Gemara. Amar Yochanan, ba'arei kama gadol kocha shel chamas. See how bad this chamas is. Basically, this thievery. Sharei dor ha'mabul avru l'akol. Dor ha'mabul did everything. Aval lo nechtam alem gzar dinam ad shepashtu yedehem begezel. But only Hashem says, what? Ketzko basar, because of chamas, because of the gezel. Shneimar kibaretz chamas. It seems like that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Uchtiv hechamas. Now another pasuk over here. This pasuk here is not from Dor HaMabul, right? This pasuk over here is from Yechezkel, right? Hechamas kam lemater rasha. Lo mehem velo mehamonam velo mehem velo noa bahem. Right? Look at the pasuk here. Right? So we bring that another pasuk also with regard to chamas. It was like this, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Melamed shezakaf atzmo kemakel. He says that the Hamas stood itself up. The Hamas kam lemateh rasha. He says it stood up. Right? V'amad ibn HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amad lefanai. Bo shalom, lo mehem, lo mehamonam, v'lo mehem mehem, v'lo na bahem. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Lo mehem. Ain tohedet. Lo bahem, v'lo bahamonam, v'lo b'masam. Right? The Hamas said it himself. There's no purpose for them. And Rashi is mehem mehem. Right? Look at the Kutei Rashi here, down the bottom, the very first wide lines, those who got the Kutei Rashi. Lo mehem, kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mashchit, eincha zakuk l'ashir nefesh. He said to the Malach HaMavah who's going to kill, don't leave anybody, right? Ki ein tova yotzeit, lo mehem, lo b'nehem, lo mehamonam. Nothing will come out of the children, the grandchildren, out of anything they do. Right now, the af al Noach is taken out. The Gemara is like a tunnel of Rabbi Ishmael. Af al Noach nechtach gzardin. Even Noach, even Noach was saved, but in reality, he should have been punished as well. He also had gzardin. Hashem, somehow there was something good about Hashem. Like Shemar, nichamti. This is a bit of a play on the words. If you look at the pasuk here, the pasuk says in Kaf that the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem emche et ha'adam, I wipe out man, Hashem barati that I created, me'al pnei adama, me'adam ad behemah, man until animal, ad remes vad off, all the creepies, all the what fly in the hashamayim, ki nichamti ki asitim." And the next pasuk is v'noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. So the Gemara reads the words ki nichamtim ki asitim Noach. And my nechama, because I made Noach. Look at Rashi there. Ki nechamti ki asiti v'noach. You see, smuchin darish. The fact they're close to each other, the psukim, that's how the Gemara learns, that Rabbi Tan, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that word over here. And then ki atra avdimi, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So came, sorry, I skipped over. Matzachem ben Hashem. The next passage says, Vayinachem Hashem ki asa et ha'adam ba'aretz. Right, so Vayinachem, the question, what does Vayinachem mean? Is Vayinachem a positive word? Is Hashem like happy? Or is Vayinachem always has regrets? That's really the question of the Hashem. So Vayinachem ki asa et ha'adam ba'aretz. Kach Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi, when he came from above, Eretz Yisrael said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafe asiti shetikant lehem kfarot ba'aretz. He says that it was positive, that Hashem said, I'm glad that I created for them places to be buried. He says, why mashma, how do you know that Vayinachem here means good? He says, Ketiv Achem Vayinachem, in our pasuk, Uchtiv Hatatam, right? And another pasuk which we've got over here, the pasuk in Breishit, says, Va'ata al tira anuchi, achalketichem v'tapchem v'nachem. I think it's with Yosef. I'm not mistaken. Vayinachem otam medaber alibam, right? He said, don't worry. And there, Vayinachem otam medaber alibam. No, I think it's Yosef. Where's that pasuk from? Yeah, but thank you. What's it talking about there? Is it about Yosef? Vayichira, okay. Right, Ve'echa, right, Ve'ikad Amri, the Ziyash, lo yafe asiti. That he says, no, that Hashem isn't happy. Right, Shetikant lim kvob, they made them graves. Uchtiv hacha Vayinachem, here in our pasuk, Vayinachem, Uchtiv hatam, Vayinach Hashem al hara'a, Asher dibel asot la'amo. Right, so there we see that Hashem was, that's on the Chet Ha'egel, that's by Chet Ha'egel. Hashem uses the word Vayinachem in a negative connotation. So it's a machloket, how do we use it? It was added to that Noach, now Noach ish tzadik tenu yavad rota, that pasuk. We're taking psukim, all, since we brought the question of Dor HaMabul here, we're discussing another psukim related to Dor HaMabul. This is the famous classic Rashi, right? On the Pasuk, right? Was he a tzaddik in his door, even Avraham Avinu? This is the Gemara. That's Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I need to Rashi. Rashi Rakish Amarna, but Rotav, Kol Shkam Dur Acherim. How much more so in Acherim? And Rabbi Chanina, Mashal, Rabbi Yochanan, the Madam Rebbe. So that we can see a Mashal to each side. Rabbi Yochanan says, just in his generation, he has a Mashal. What's the Mashal? Lechavit Shel Yayin, a barrel of wine, Shehitam, Munachat, Bematev Shel Chometz, stuck in a cellar full of other bottles of vinegar. Bimkoma Rechan Odev. So while the barrel of wine is surrounded by all the vinegar, it smells beautiful. But move it away to other barrels of wine, you already smell this wine so nicely. I'll give you a mashal of Resh Lakish. The third Lakish side. The Mada Advadome, the Tzluchit Shel Palyaton. That's not Platon, right, from Superman, right? That is Palyaton, right? So what's Palyaton? Look at Rashi there. Palyaton says, Bosem Shechon Odef, Ve'eno Afar Seman. Rashi, it's a very like a perfume that's got a very bitter smell, but it's not Afar Simon. And it's quite interesting here. Just look for a second at Likutei Rashi, right? And he's got their Palyaton down the bottom, and he says their Balsama Mishcha da Afar Sima. That's in Masechet Shabbos. He says it is Afar Simon. Okay, so anyhow, there's a machloket still between Rashi's on exactly what Palyata is, but it's a very nice fragrant, a perfume. Shaita munachet b'mekom atinofed, sitting there in a place full of junk, like a smelly place. B'mekom rechanodef, while it's by itself, when it's there with all the garbage around it, it smells beautifully. For koshechem b'mekom abosem, and how much more so if you stuck it with perfume, it would even smell nicer. The perfume would add to it. I think that's the vort over here, and therefore we can understand Resh Lakish. The next pasuk b'yemachet kol yakum. So the pasuk there says that Hashem, we've seen this pasuk before, right? We're going back to the previous pasuk which we brought earlier. The pasuk there says, "Vayimach Hashem kol yakum asher pnei adama me'adam ad behema, from man to animal, adremes the crawlies to the flying birds, vayimach min haaretz vayishar ach noach v'asher ito b'teva ani noach rabat." So the Gemara is like, "If Adam chata, we understand. We said that kaitz kol basar, that man sinned." What was the sin of the animals? Now it's a bit strange, this Gemara, if you think, because a few psukim ago we said that the animals and the chayot also started having relations one with the other. So we can see the animals and chayot did sin, I think. Anyway, so Gemara says, Tanu Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Mashal Adam Shasa Chupa Lebeno. This is the answer he gives. Like a person who makes a chupa for his son. Vitkin Mikol Minei Sudan, the best of the food. Le'amim Meit Beno. Before the wedding, his son dies. Right? Amar, what does he do? Amar upizer chupato. He goes crazy, he throws all chupa around. Amar, klumas lebishul bani. Everything I did was for my son. Achshav shemait chupa lamadi. What did the chupa for? Right? Afakadosh Baruch Hu. Let's clear the parable. Amar, klum barati behem bechaya lebishul adam. Achshav shadam chote behem bechaya lamadi. What I need them for? Okay? So that's that vote. Now, next pasuk. Mikor asher becharva meitu. Right? So the pasuk over there says, Kol asher nishmat ruach chayim ba'apav, whatever had a spirit in its soul, mikol asher b'charava meitu, everyone on the dry land meitu, right? Look at the Gemara, what does it say, b'charava, Mati's nodding his head there, right? He says over here, lost my place. Yeah, but I've got to find it. It's good, now that you know, it doesn't help me, right? Where is it? Thank you. Okay, but not fish in the sea, right? This is also the Rashi, right? Rashi says this in the pasuk, right? In the Darash Rabbi Yossi, the Min Kashi. Rabbi Yossi Min Kashi says, "My dichtiv," right? They've got a pasuk over here. This pasuk here comes from Iov. So it says, Kalhu alpanei mayim, very light on the water, tekulal chelkatam ba'aretz, curse their part of the words, lo yifanei derech kramim. Doesn't make a way through the vineyards. I'm not quite sure if I understand 100%. Most like it's melamed shehaya Noach hatzadik mochiach b'hem v'omer lahem, asu tshuva, Noach was continuously rebuking the Dora Mabul, saying, do tshuva. Ve'im lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi'a lechem el Mabul, if not, Hashem will bring you the Mabul, Umakpe nivlatchem al hamayim kezikin. Right? Umakpe over here, right? Rashi says, mekifa, metzif, mubayatzef abarzel. right? Basically, look at that. You'll float. The steel will float. You'll float. Your bodies will float on the water. Alamayim kezikin, right? He says zikin like nodot, like leather barrels. You know, we've seen that all the time. A nod. It's like a leather flask of water, right? Right. Shneimar kalu up in our mind. They light on the water. V'lo not and more than eshlokhin mehem klala lechol bayolam. He says more than that. He says this will be like the example of a curse. People will curse their children for the rest of the world. Will curse people by you. Shneimar tekulal chel katan baretz. Right. By you. In other words, they'll be cursed. You'll curse people to be like the Doram Abu. Okay, lo fanei derech kamim. Then what does it mean in the pasuk? They never made a way. They never made way. Look at Rashi. Lo fanei derech kamim amru lo mi makev. Right, so he says they never made a way. Melamed shayu mefanim derech kamim. They were busy cleaning up the vineyard, the vineyards. Right, cleaning them out. Amar, right, and amru lo. The Mishnah Shasta that Kafir says amru. They said to Noach, no, me my cave. What's going on over here? Why isn't your flood coming, Mister? Because the flood's coming. Amar lahem. He says to them, why is my flood coming? Pray dachat yeshli lo timikem. Look at Rashi there. Pray dachat metushelach. Right, hatzadik. Yamut kodem v'lo yeni donim achem. We're still waiting for the flood. Remember, we saw this in the psukim also. That was a 7-day delay, right? Because they waited for Metushelach to die, that he wouldn't die in the flood. Normal time events to die. So that's what I'm waiting for. Pray da achat yeshli, right? What? Yeah, it calls him a prey da, right? A prey da is like a gozal, like a little bird, right? He says, achat yeshli lo timikem. I've got to still take him out of you. He says, you know what, if that's the case, we won't waste our time. If it's really going to come, the flood's really going to arrive, so we won't waste our time cleaning out. Look at Rashi there. We won't clean out. We walk there. He says, we're not going to waste our time doing tshuva. We'll just carry on doing what we're doing, and basically we're going to get killed anyhow. Darash Rabbi Rava, Madiktiv, next passage of here, Lapid Buz, so the torch is like Buz, right? Mevuze, right? Buz, La Ashtut Sha'anan Nachon Lemoadei Ragel. The Gemara explains the passage now, one by one. So Lapid Buz, La Ashtut Sha'anan Nachon Melamed, Shayan Noach HaTzadik Mochiach Ota Bamar Lahem Dvarim Shem Kashim Klepidim. It said to them hard things like torches, like fire. And they just insulted him. Amulor, they said to him, Zakain, right to Noach, Tevazu lam, what are you going to ask for? Amalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi'a lechem et ha'mabul, God's bringing the flood. Amru, nu mabul shomar, what's the flood going to be on? He says, im mabul shomar esh, if it's a fire, yesh lo davar acher, we've got something else. Va'alita shemei, look at Rashi there. Va'alita shemei, alita shemei, he says, yeah, ain esh sholepa. Some, I don't know, they had some non-flammable that the fire couldn't, that they protect themselves with. Vim shalmai, it was water. So now we're going to, it depends. Hu mevi, right? Im min ha'aretz, hu mevi, it means from the land. Yesh lanu ashashiyot shel barzel. We've got like these bigger buckets. Rashi says here, no, Rashi on barzel. But basically like steel things we can use to protect from the bottom. We can maybe stop water from coming. Sha'alu mechapin behem et ha'aretz. We can cover the land with it. Im min ha'shamai, if it comes from the heaven, right? Mevi, yesh lanu davar ve'ekev shmo. We've got something called an ekev, I don't know what that is, right? Va'amarla, and there's some say not ekev, but ikesh shmo, right? In ikesh, I think it's like a stubborn guy, right? So it's a play on words. How do they translate to the English, out of interest, this word here, ekev shmo, or akev shmo? What is it? Any translation?
It says here that it only explains
a type of sponge. A sponge, okay. Amar lahem, who may be mi ben, says, Noach says, you got it all wrong, boys. Who may be mi ben ikvei raglechem. Right? Look from between your legs. Shneema nachon lemoadei ragel. That's what the pasuk there says. Nachon lemoadei ragel. It's ready for your, put other words on ragline. So once we're on the story of ikvei raglechem, from your legs, Tanya, mi meha mabu kashim kashich vatzer. Right? The writer says that it was like strong, like a form, like sperm. Look at Rashi. Rashi mibayin ikvarechem mishrivat zera shelachem yachol limchot etchem. Right? Mibayin ikvarechem min haregel yotzev amash mayim miyar yotzev imin v'shal lechapot etchem ba'ashashiyot. Like it's a whole different ideas there. What this all about? But the plan, the words here is from the shichvat zera. Look at Rashi there. And shichvat zera, which was rotachin va'avin. Right? Like thick and boiling hot. right? Shneimar nachon lemoadei ragel, from your legs. Same idea. Amar Abchis the berotchin kilkulu b'avera. These guys did averas with heat, it was with passion. Uberotchin idonu, and they were judged accordingly. K'tiv achar v'yashoku amai. The pasuk says, the one pasuk says, v'yiskore him with Noach v'korachai v'kol abayma. Right? V'ashiri tu b'tebal v'yaver alehem ruach al aretz v'yashoku amai. From the idea that the water stopped. U'chtiv hatam v'chamat hamelech shachacha. That the heat of the king, right, his anger, also same word from the Ayashoku Shachacha, so we see it's got to do with heat. So now 7 days passed, in the flood, in the Teva, and then 7 days took place, and the waters opened up. What was the idea of 7 days? These are the 7 days of Avaylut for B'tu Shelach. Right? To teach us shehespedan shel tzadikim ma'akvin et ha'poret lavo, that the hesped of a tzadik, right, can stop the damage, the damage. So he's koach. Davar acher l'shivat. What else is that from the shivat? From the shivat, from shina aleh makadosh baruch hu seder breishit. Look at that. Hashem changed the seder breishit around. Why? Sheata chama yotzeit mimarav v'shokat mizrach. The sun usually rises in the east and sets in the west. Yeah. It rose in the west and set in the east. Look at Rashi, the Sidra Breshit. Why is it Shiva? Because the world was created in 7 days of Breshit. The 7 days of Bria. That Shiva is, he changed the whole idea of the 7 days of Breshit. Right? That's what Rashi explains. Another idea of a change in the time of Breshit is betchila amalehen vayu yamim mea beishim shana kishava zman ze velo shavu letova chazav gan zman katan. Okay, so first he said that 120 days, and then when that passed, he said another 7 days. Another one, shehit imam me'en ramaba. He gave him a taste of the ramaba. Shneimar kedei sheyedu ma tova manu mehen. So that those dor hamabul got a taste of olam haba, from sova, from the word shivat yamim, right, from sovat hayamim, right, a taste of the days. That's what they're missing out on. Now the pasuk here says, "Mikol abe ma'atorat tikach lecha shiva shiva ishvishto." Right? So the Gemara says, "Yeah." The pasuk uses the word ish veishto. Right? We've seen this before, recently. Right? It says, "Mikol abe ma'atorat tikach lecha shiva shiva ish veishto umina behema shelo torah hishnayim ish veishto." Right? So the Gemara says, "Ishut lebehema." What's going on here? Ishut lebehema miitlei. What do you mean ishut? Look at Rashi. Ishut nekeva achat nishkevet lekamet zcharim ve'ein zo ishut. He says, with animals, One female can have many males mounting her. That's not ishut. Ishut when you marry your husband and your wife, and it's a singular relationship. So Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yochanan, Motam shelo na'avda b'hem aveira. That's what he means. What was the gadlut here? Why did it say ish ve'ishut? Who were the animals that were taken into the ark? When we said that all the animals up until the time of the Teva in Ramabul, they went wild. They were having relations with behemoths and chayas and animals and human beings, the whole story. So he says, yeah, ish ve'ishut, the type of animal that came into the ark was the type of animal that hadn't had any of these aveiras. That had stuck with their kind, right? Look at Rashi. Shlo not abed aveira. Shlo nizgaku ele leben zugam. Only to their mate, right? Menayat, how do you know this from? Right? Where does Rabbi Yonatan know this from? Amrav chizda sheheviran lifnei teiva. There was a test. They brought the animals through in front of the teiva. Kol shateiva kolato beadurish lo navdab mevei. Whichever one at the teiva, in other words, more animals came. But not like we see in the movies, right? Where they all came, only the seven. Lots of animals came. But the teiva only accepted those animals, right, that hadn't done avarim. Kol she'ena teiva kolato beadurish navdab mevei. Noach understood, you got to go out, teiva won't let you in. So there's an opinion over here. It's not really a machloket. It seems to be two opinions. I think that Rashi brings them both in the Chumash. Rabbi Amar Meotan Habayin Me'alehen. Right? What does it mean? Those that came on their own. In other words, Noach didn't go and bring them, but they came on their own. So the idea here would be that they came on their own, and then they would. It's in a note. I saw one of the notes here, by the way. It's not a machloket. It's not my own opinion. Not my own vortas. That it wasn't that there no machloket, yeah, but that just like Rabbi Yonatan said, Rabbi Abbas said, they'd come on their own, but Rabbi Yonatan will then still say, those that came on their own, they will still have to pass the test of being accepted into the Teva. Okay, now the pasuk carries on and says, Asalacha Tevat Atzei Gofer, right? It says, make it from a wood of Gofer. So when it says, buy Gofer, what's Gofer? Amr Devar Shilo, Zum Mavliga. Rashi says, Mavliga is just the top of a wood. If you've got a note there in the Koran or the Shtalt, anybody, what exactly that Mavliga is, I don't know. V'amrei la golmish. And some say that it is golmish. Right? There's a Rashi over here, Mavliga Eitzu, is the top of a wood. Then the pasuk says, Tzor tase l'teva, make a window in the teva, Rabbi Yochanan, Amalek has baruch l'noach. Kava ba'avanim tovot. So it's not a window, right, according to this opinion, but put in their precious stones, u'margiluk, k'deshiyu me'irot lechem k'tzoharayim. From Tzohar, meaning shining like the afternoon, basically you have light, precious stones which give you light inside the Teva. Right. And then the pasuk over there says, Ve'el amah tichrena midamar. The pasuk, if you look at the pasuk there, pasuk Zion, says, Tzohar tase l'teva, make a Tzohar, Ve'el amah tichalir, and the spitz, it was the Teva at the end, had a very wide bottom, and it got like a triangle, the Teva. Exactly the opposite to how a boat should float, by the way. A boat is normally like got a spitz at the bottom, right? And it goes narrow and wide. The Teva was a triangle. It was wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Right? So no rules of physics over here. Right? So the pasuk over here says, right? Milamala. It ends at the end, at the top of it. So the Gemara says like this. If you look at the Likutei Rashi there. Ve'el ama techalina. You see it down the bottom there on the side of Rashi. Right? Ksuya mishupa. Right? Its cover was at an angle. Vola achu katsamin and goes up till it gets very narrow at the top. Vomed al amak deshi yazovu hamayim lamata. Basically, like a pitched hut, like a pitched roof. The idea is the water should flow off. That's what Rashi says over there. Amrav Yochan, Amalok as Baruch Noach, Kaba ba abarim tovu magluk kishu beirot lachem kotrav. El amat techelena rat. The bahachi hu de kayama. This will keep the Teva standing. Right? And then the next pasuk says, Tachtim shnayim v'shlishim taseh. Right? A bottom, second, and third. So Tana, the bright looks like this. Tachtim the zebel, the bottom chamber, the bottom floor was for all the garbage. Emtzaim the behemoth, the middle one was for animals. Elyonim la adam, right, and the top one was for human beings. Now it's quite interesting because if we say that the table was built like a triangle, then the bottom one was the widest as well. So that's my mind. You would have thought that the animals would need so much space, but anyway, obviously not. Now the Gemara carries on with the Teva, still discussing the Teva. Vayishlach et Orev, right? Noach sent out the Orev. Look at this. This is actually amazing. Manny, if you remember the Netziv, we learned differently. Just a quick vort. The Netziv has an amazing vort on the Orev and the Yonah. He says, learns in Psukim, that Yonah came into the Teva, and on all the words around the question of the Mabul, so he's the Lashon of the Chumash is Elohim. It's all Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. There's one pasuk there, it's a pasuk Zion, if I remember correctly, which says, Vayachela Hashem. I think, help me there, somebody, doesn't matter. Where he uses, uses Hashem, Yudke Vavke. And there it is when he brings in the people into the Teva. And the Nativ learns from that Hashem had Rachim on Noach and allowed him to bring into the Teva his Avadim, and his pet animals that he had, because Noach was like an emissary, he was a prince or a king, therefore he had an orev, because any important leader has a crow on their shoulder, right? Like, who's that? We see it from one of those movies, some Disney movie, I forget what it's called now. Which is it, where he's got a crow? A guy, Captain Hook, isn't he? Eh? Captain Hook. Right, he's got a crow, and he had a dove, right? And he had a dove, because his dove was his messenger bird. That was not mentioned. Now he explains there why Noach wasn't worried about sending out the crow and sending out the dove, because the question would be, if they were parts of a pair, there wasn't Noach, why they wouldn't come back? If they wouldn't come back, then the pair would be lost forever, right? He never came back. He wouldn't have his mating partner. So, yeah, so that's the Netziv. But interesting, this Gemara over here seems to be a little bit different. Takes another view. The Gemara says over here, the second time we've seen in this last few Pedafim, right, a Tshuva Nitzachat. I think there was a Tshuva Minatzachat. Anyhow, if somebody wants to look through, we had that Tshuva Minatzachat with the Minim. Anyhow, but yeah, Tshuva Nitzachat. Right, Yeshiva Orev Noach, the Orev said to Noach, Amalo, Rabach Sonai Vata Sanatani, your master hates me, and you hate me. Rabach Sonani, your master hates you. Why? Minat Torin Shiva, Minat Rim Shnaim. From the kosher ones, he took seven. From us, only two. Vatas Natan, and you hate me. Why? Shata Meniach Mimin Shiva, Vesholech Min Shnaim. Because you know, why don't you send out from one of the kosher animals? There are plenty of them. You send only from me, from the two of us. Right? Impo gabi sarachamal saratzina. If the cold or the heat bothers me, don't insult olam chaser briachat. I'm in a world that's going to be short of one briach. That was the orev, one bit orev. Or shemali ishti atachich. Baby, really, you want to get rid of me because you want my wife. That's the orev talking to Noach. Amaros, so Noach says, Rasha you. Right, but mutarli neesali in the teva. What's mutar doing? That was my own wife. I'm not even allowed to have any relations with her. Veneesali lo koshekain with your wife, who's asu to me, not koshekain. Now the Gemara gets on that point. Says we know the neesru. Where do we know that they were asu to have relations in the teva? Says dichtibu bat la teva ata uvanecha vishtacha unshav vanecha itach. Look at the order of the pasuk. When they came into the teva, it says you Noach and your children, your wife and their wives. So we see that Noach and his wife. And the children and their wives are separated. They aren't one after the other. When they came out of the teva, it says, "Tzei min ha-teva, ata v'ishtecha, you and your wife. Uvanecha u'nashev anecha itach. And your sons and their wives." You see, suddenly the wives and the men and women were close to each other again. That's from that we learn that they were asur to admit. Tzei min ha-shlosha, shemetu b'teva, v'chulam laku. Right? So he says that three groups misbehaved. They never observed this commandment. The dog, kelev lorev, the crow, the cham, and cham. That's the cham relation. Right? Kelev nikshar. Now the kelev was tied up. Now I think, I need no rush here to help me, and I don't see much, but I think that idea here of being tied up means a dog to this day stays tied up. Help me there, somebody. I think that's the pshat, right? Shloyazik, okay. Okay, I didn't even see that. Right, so they don't cause damage. Okay, but basically the dog is tied up. We see dogs are tied up. Orev rak. Now this is a difficult one. Rashi says orev rak. That orev rokek zermi pibda pishna keva. I don't know if this is true or not. But he says there that the orev, the crow, when it has, how does it multiply? It passes from its mouth, its zera, its seed, onto the other one. I don't know if that's true or not. Right? And Cham lakaboro. Cham was smitten by his skin. Look at Rashi there. Cham lakaboro. Right? Boro sheyatza minu Kush. Basically, Kush, who was black, came from Cham. This was a punishment for relations in the Teva. Vayishlach leyona mito. Now, I sent out the dove. Right? Look at the words there. It says, Vayishlach etayona meito, from him, within him. Look at Rashi there. Gabe orev lokativ meito. With the Rev never said meito. Right? Well, the Rebbe just said, Vayishlach et ha-orev. Here, klomar, hana'ahu shedarim etzlam. So he says here, gabei, look at it, meito, mikan shediratam. Now look at the Gemara, yeah? Tereh meito, li'otah, kanu ha-mayim. I'm going to be, mikan shediratan shel ofot tohorim ima tzadikim. Right? That the kosher animals are with tzadikim. The next verse here in the Gemara, v'nei ale zayit terap v'fia. She came back with an ale zayit, taraf, right, in her mouth. What is taraf? We understand taraf that she had grabbed it. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Yonah Levi Akadosh Baruch Hu. The Yonah says to Akadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yumizonotai Merurim Kazayit. He said, rather let my food be bitter like Kazayit, Umesurim Beyadecha, but be in your hands, God. V'al Yumitukim Kedvash, not sweet like honey, Umesurim Beyad Basar Badam. Okay, he was prepared to pay the price, not have a sweet food, but it shouldn't have to be up to man. Look at the Rashi there, Azayit, Befiah Hayata, Shoelet Mazon. Right, Befiah Hayata Shoelet Mazon Taraf. Okay, Shel Zayit. Okay, so basically it's about here. Now, it's like my mashmed the high tariff lishna de mazon. How do you know that tariff? The word taraf is to do with food. So it says dichtiv chartifani lechem chukai. Right, so look at the pasuk itself. Actually, the whole pasuk there. You see, it says there shavu dvar chazav archek b'meni keep it from me rosh va'osher. Al titen li hatrifeni lechem chuki. Right, give me bread. Feed me bread. So in that pasuk there, hatrifeni lechem chuki, give me the bread. We see that it means bread. Then when they left the teva, they left lemishpachotehem. They went to their families. Now, there's a lot written in Amar Yochanan. Lemishpachotam v'lohem. Look at Rashi lemishpachotehem. Alma. Kol chad v'chad b'fnei atzmo haya v'lo hayu ochlin kulam ba'avus echad ele mishpachot mishpachot hayu shuyin. So that's what Rashi says over there, right? That they basically ate together. They lived on their own, right? On their own. But now if you look at the chet of Mishnah Shas, take a moment there, look at Mishnah Shas. He says, Ketav ha-be'er sheva לא ידען הפירוש, ויין מהרשה, וגם בפניך רזה, ראת, קצת בדחיקות, בפורס איזו אקספרשן, ייתכן לפרש, לולי דבריהם על פי האמור בחולין, כל בריאה שאין בו עצם, any animal that hasn't got a bone, אינו מתקיים 12 חודש, ראת, it can't live for 12 months. So now if you understand that, if we're out of corner for 12 months, then it can't be the same animals that went into the tavern came out. That's another explanation here. L'mishpachotam means that it wasn't necessarily these animals that came out of the tavern. The animals might have been born in the tavern and they lived and the other animals died. So now we can ask a question, how could they have relations in the tavern to become pregnant? Right, it's a machloket in our previous drush. So all because they went in pregnant already. Okay, but that's just an idea. אמר רב חנה בר ביזנה אמר לה אליעזר לשם רבה. וואו, we are over time here. אמר לה אליעזר לשם רבה. Right? To שם. Here Rashi says, השם רבה, קראו בנו של נוח. This was נוח son. So אליעזר, here Rashi says, is עבד אברהם. So asked שם. He says, כתיב לשפחותיהם יצאו מן התיב, אתון, היכן אביתן? How were you? How did you manage? So אמר לה, he says, צער גל היה לנו בתיב. So we had lots of צער. It wasn't פשוט. בריאה שדרכה לאכילה ביום, הכילנו ביום. שדרק לאכילה בלילה, הכילנו בלילה. Those who were used to eating in the day, we fed them in the day. Those who were used to not, those who were working 24 hours a day. היי זקיטה, לא הביה לאבא, מה אכלה? Now this is a זקיטה. Rashi says over here, זקיטה, he says over here, שם בריאה. I don't know what a זקיטה is there in your translation. But he says, זקיטה is some sort of animal. A zekita in modern day Hebrew is not a lizard that changes color. What's it called? A chameleon. Isn't a zekita a chameleon?
Yeah.
What do they say in English, Michael?
Chameleon. I've got a picture.
Oh, you got a picture. Wow. Okay. Is the picture change color or is it just one color? Okay. Look. Yeah. Okay. Let's just move with you. Right. He never knew what he would eat. Yom echad havayati v'kafale rimon. He was peeling a rimon, a pomegranate, and a fowl tolat him in there achli, and a pip fell and he ate it. Mikan v'lech havagavid echizra. Right, I'm not sure what it means. From that onwards, he would mix him up chizra, which is like subin yam, the traditional bran, kimatla, and when the worms came into the bran, and ate it. I'm not sure what it means. Ariyeh ishtazinta, and an ariyeh, a lion. So look at Rashi, ishtazinta. חמה חזתו וזנוהו, it got sick, right? ולא היה חושש לדרוס משאר בהמות, I never attacked the other animals, but it got sick, אמר רב, לא בצי משיטה ולא תפי מטרס, אז הנה אשתה. He says, yeah, that, לא בצי משיטה, that for not less than 6, and not more than 12, right? In other words, if it's sick, it doesn't eat, it can live off itself. Look at Rashi there, לא בצי משיטה, אין לך חמה קלה שלא תהיה חמימותו יכולה לזנותו ששת ימים. There's no fear that you have that you can look off, your body can sustain you for 6 days. שלא ימות בלא מחל, you don't eat. ואין לך חמה שיכולה לזון יותר משתי ימים בלי מחל. And you can't live for longer than 12 days without eating. Okay, so basically the lion got sick and never fed it for 12 days, whatever. Or שינה אשכחיני, אבד דגנה בספנה דתיבותה. Look at Rashi over there, he says it, what this explains us. Or ששינה אוף ושמו חול בלשון המקרא, ואין עומק לעולם. So this sounds like, you know, we're talking about a phoenix, obviously. He says it's a bird that's called sand and it never dies, right? Or אשכחיני, אבד דגנה בספנה דתיבותה. Look at it was in a cheder, hidden away, right? Set aside for him, right? In the teva. Amale lo bait mezone, Noach said to this guy, this, don't you want food? Amale chazitich tahavet terida. I thought you were busy, Noach. Amine lo atzarech, atzarech, I don't want to trouble you. So Amale, so Noach said, Yehei rabbe de lo tamud. Noach says, because of your, the chesed you showed me, you should never dash. Neymar, vomer, right, we got a pasuk over here, a pasuk, and some of it says, va'omar im keni egva, right, v'chachol arbe yamim, like the sand will be multiply your day. So basically the chol, this bird, the phoenix, will never die. Right, Amar Rav Chana bar Lui, Amar Shem Rabbah, so now Shem said, right, to Eliezer, Ki atu alaihu. So now he asked him about the teva. Now Hashem is interested in what happened with Eliezer, right? He said, when you had the war, when Avram fought the four kings and the five kings and the whole story, ki atu alaihu, malchem, mishrach, umar, the kings from all over the world came, mishrach, atu, nechi, how did you do it? So Amale, Aitek, Shmoch, Rabam, Hashem brought Abraham, v'otvem, imine, put him on his right hand side, v'avishadin, afrin, he threw sand, v'havu, charved, turned into charavot, right? The ash, the dust, turned into swords. And gili, v'ave, giri. And Gilead, I think, his straw became arrows. Shnema, Mizmor Avidu Mashiv Larni Shev Limini Ishit Oivecha Adon Larinecha. Uchtiv Mihayir Mizrach Tzidik Yikru Lerglo Yiten Efalav Goyim Melachim Yered Yiten Kafar Charavo Kekash Nadav Kashato Letenu Vavia.